different phase of the Refuah Gemara.
What?
This Chazar, we have a lot. We haven't finished yet. There's still 3 days in the week, if I know for sure. Now, I just want to make it clear that the Gemara about Refuah is a very, very, again, I'm not here to pick Gemaras over another. But, you know, people dismiss it because it's not Negei Lamaisa, and therefore, like, what do I get from it? The Chazal are teaching us, A, that they were bucky in medicine, that they knew medicine. It was an unbelievable thing that people think, you know, they learned, they don't know anything. They knew medicine clearly in their days, number one. Number two is, in those days, it worked. Today, we have Nishtana Teva, and that's what the Mefarshim say. It's one of the two reasons they give. And therefore, we're not allowed to use these things because they don't work anymore and will be mighty laws in Chazal. But we should not dismiss the Gemara as, you know, what's it again? Now, the only reason I'm not playing Tachazor on Sunday is because it's just reading and no explanation. So for me to read it over again, it'll take me an hour. Not that I have anything against it, just that I'm not a Chasper Sholem, that I'm actually one Gemara over the other Gemara. It's in the same Shas, and to make a see in my Shas, that blot is just as necessary as the blot of Pesach, Pesuch, and Tzubas. Okay, Zak the Gemara. We are up to Amar Le'Elio, the Reb Nassim, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12th line of the wide lines, from the top of the wide lines in Ayin Em and Aleph. That is 70A1? Still 1? Okay. Amar Le'Elio. Hope I return to the conference. Set to stop. Okay. Amar Le'Elio Reb Nassim. Le'Elio Anavi said to Reb Nassim. Echol Shlish, B'Shtei Shlish, V'Hanach Shlish. Eat a third, drink a third, and leave your stomach empty a third. Means don't fill up. Because when a person gets angry, things inside get all, what word am I looking for?
Shittle.
No, they bounce around. They increase in volume, so to speak. They jump up and down. And if he's full, it'll cause him stomach pain. Whereas if he's not 100% full, it won't cause the stomach pain because, quote unquote, there's space for it to jump around. That's what he's saying. Now, Rav Kveiga points out, he's taken Suet's Tysus and Nida, where Tysus goes to the Gemara that says a person should eat more than he drinks. So, based on Karbonus, so Tysus says, well, the Gemara says a third and a third, all the Gemara means to say is don't fill up. It doesn't have to be a third and a third. It can be a little bit more than a third one way and a little less than a third the other way, but it just means leave over room, because if not, when you get angry, as the Gemara is going to explain, because Rashi is going to explain, then it causes stomach problems. Rashi, choslish, molen me'ech shlish, fill up your intestines, your stomach, a third, the shei shlish, v'alech shlish bitnuch ha'reikam, and leave a third empty. The shetichas yimali bitnuch ha'kas, and your stomach gets full of anger, tamad amiluach, avim timtzim molen me'lecha, chilishtia, the shetichas yivaka, it'll crack the stomach, means it'll cause stomach pains. Dr. Gemar Vaita, Tadar Rebchia, righteously yavili dechay l'mayim. One wants to prevent intestinal disease. Yeragu b'tibol. He should dip his bread in vinegar or in wine, and that's how he should eat it. Yeragu b'tibol. Kayetz v'chayref. Both in the summer and in the winter. Also, sudascha shanascha mimenu, m'sharef yodeh mimenu. A meal you enjoy, hold back from. Meaning, if you enjoy the food, you tend to fill up. Filling up, overeating, not a good idea. You want to eat, but not be over full. Now, meals that you don't like, then you won't, we're not questioning you that you overeat. But meals that you do like, people have a tendency to want to eat more. Taiva. And therefore, he's saying, Mashiach, pull your hands away from it. Also, Vatisha Asmucha B'Shavta Tzarech L'Kavecha. By the way, these are paskins. These are not already, this is not refuos on the Chaylim, they're not Negeya. This is advice to prevent disease. And that is Negeya today as well. When you have to go to the bathroom, don't hold yourself back. Go to the bathroom when you need it. Get rid of the waste material out of your body. It's not healthy to hold on to it. Rashi, The Drashi, Shanascha, Ptibu, Litvo, Pas, Bechaymetz, Abiyat, Biyay. Shanascha, Sharvalach, it's sweet. Shanascha, Shanascha, Menashal, Tamal, it's Grisecha, do not fill up your stomach.
I mean, the last thing is the actual law.
Great question. Great question. Rabbi Cohen is asking unbelievable questions. I'm quite amazed this question. And that is it Isra about the Shaktu? Why do I need to tell you this? Is it Isra about the Shaktu? So I saw two possible answers. Number one is, you're not supposed to have your body disgusting. Not going to the bathroom, you need to, is about the Shaktu. So why do I need to say this? It's about the Shaktu. That is Akhwarim's question. I saw two possible answers. Just as an aside, before I answer your question, there's a machlokes about the shaktu to the raisa drabana. Some learn it to the raisa. However, the Ritva says it's only drabana, and that's why the Mishnah Berurah paskins. Mishnah Berurah Hilchos Tefila paskins it's only asma drabana if you have to go to the bathroom to daven. Even the law about the shaktu is not a raisa; it's a drabana. But it doesn't make a difference. The kasha is still rare. The bottom.
Why is
it saying Hilchos Tefila
for?
It's going to the davening. We have to go to the bathroom.
It's an
again, that's where he discusses whether.
Imagine why then, of all places.
That's where he discusses. We have to learn Simon Tzadi Beis, Yitzchak Aruch, whoever it is, Simon is. And you'll find out why he discusses it there. But that's not our issue now. So, Fred, so Rabbi Cohen asked, I'll repeat it again. Rabbi
no,
Cohen
no,
asked,
I'm,
this is about.
I don't need anymore. I heard so many things about me by the
Lubayas. They didn't talk about you by the Lubayas. After 120, they talk about a personal battle of life. Anyway, the Achrayim man give two answers. Number one, true, but we're adding a factor. We're not talking now about the Yisurim. We're talking about health. So forget the Yisur, not forget the Yisur. But even if the Yisur doesn't appeal to you for whatever reason, it's a healthy thing. That's what some Achrayim answer. We're not interested now in why you shouldn't do it. We're just saying health requires not to do it. Happens to be Asur as well. That's one answer. The other answer is that the Isur is only if you really have to go and you don't go. But if you don't really have to go, there's no Isur about the Shaktu. But this is saying, be regular. Empty out as soon as you can. Do not wait to the when you have to really go. So the health is saying to go to the bathroom at an earlier state than the Isur about the Shaktu. That's the other answer that I saw. Dr. Gemara Weiter. Amar Marukva. Hai man de shasi til yechiyura. He drinks a bad wine, a white wine. Achasase visuk. He is going to be caught by a weakness, meaning his body will become weak. Rashi til yerayin rab, visuk haloshes, weakness. Amar Rav Chisda. Shitten min yechayim rahava. There's 60 types of wine. Ma'al yedakula sumka, rishana. The best one is a very pleasant fragrance. Has a pleasant, fragrant red wine. The Reyes de Kulu, the worst one is Tel Yechayura, the wine, the white wine that is bad. Rashi, Vishchana, Sheshle Reyach Toiv Miyayin. Now, this is a problem because there's a Mordechai that says white wine is better for the body than red wine. And this Gemara seems to say that it's not. So the Kashbat answers that if it's white wine originally, that might be very good. Masha Enkein, red wine that spoiled and turned white. Now, don't ask me how that happens. It spoils and it changes color. That's terrible. That's the very bad wine. That's what the Tashbat says. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Amrav Yudai Mandi Yasa B'tziparni Nisan Gabi Nirnura. Somebody who sits in the spring mornings. Nisan doesn't necessarily mean month of Nisan. It means Kufas Nisan, which is spring. And he sits by a fire. The Shai of Mishcha, and he rubs himself with an oil. The Nafik, the Yasa, the Shimsha, and then goes out and sits in the sun. Achzase Visuk, it'll have a detrimental effect on him. Rashi, the Sephornum, Labkarim in the mornings. Tanu Rabbana. Now again, the next Gemaras are all Negeya Lamaisa also, meaning the Gemara that talks till now was Refuah that we're not allowed to do. Starting now, this is more advice to prevent than to heal. And therefore, this is Paschal in Shulchan Aruch, or in the Rambam. I should say the Rambam. Tanya Rabbanan. Hikis dam v'shimish mitasai. Person who lets blood and then goes immediately and has a relationship with his wife, having them bun and viskin, the children will end up weak. Hikizu shneim v'shimshu. if they both let blood and then had a relationship and she got pregnant, having a bonum bali ra'asan, bali ra'asan is a illness that comes from having a certain bug in the brain that causes a severe case of epilepsy, I think. Rashi, having learned in misabrabai's attachment if she becomes pregnant in that relationship. Bali rasan, chaloshim harbe, very weak, machmashiashlam sheretz b'mayach, they have this bug in the brain, because they mean a b'ksubas like we had in ksubas. It's only they didn't eat anything in between letting blood and tashmish. If they ate less than blood, then there's no negative effect. Rashi, they taught midi bein hakaz of latashmish, between hakaz and tashmish. A guy who comes from the road and immediately has tashmish, have a lamban of viskin. Again, the body is tired out from traveling, and it comes in and immediately has tashmish. If she becomes pregnant from that relationship, the children will be weak. One who comes from an outhouse, he should wait at least 9 minutes. A mil is 18 minutes, some say 24, but we paskin really 18. And that way, he should wait 9 minutes between coming back from the outhouse and tashmish. They should shade Beis HaKisa Malav Imai, because the shade of the Beis HaKisa comes along with him and doesn't leave for 9 minutes. Im Shemesh, and if he does have a relationship and she gets pregnant, having them bond of Nichvim, I think Nichvim are epileptic. Rashi, does he translate Nichvim? They fall from this illness state. Have seizures, Rahman al-Islam. I don't know if our Beis HaKisi has Halacha Beis HaKisi for that. It's not an outhouse. An outhouse, they had Shadim and Mazikim there. I don't know if our Beis HaKisi has that Halacha.
I mean, on the other hand, you go to these places of travel.
That's not an outhouse.
That's not an outhouse?
No, it's not an outhouse. At least the places I stopped when I traveled, they did not have an outhouse. They had a regular bathroom that you went to.
In a park. It was closer to the park. He's standing.
Okay, in a park?
No,
that I have no idea. All I know is I once in my lifetime to an outhouse in Shechem, and I am still nauseous from that experience.
The newer kids in Ohio, all the rest of that happened.
What?
The newer kids in Ohio,
well, now it's not. Again, all I can tell you is, I drove yesterday, and I went to this rest stop, and it was not an outhouse. That's all I can say.
What I was saying, during my Torah, is that there are places still that are outhouses.
So outhouses have the shade Beis HaKisi, and if a person goes there, he should wait 9 minutes before he has a relationship with his wife. Correct. The airplane bathroom might be an outhouse. Because it gathers the tire there, it doesn't go anywhere. That's true. He has a relationship while standing. He will become and get an illness of cramps. Rashi says cramps. Or Elyria, whatever it is, it's a stomach in illness. That's how the Masifta translates it, as a stomach illness. What does Arch go say?
Find that later.
He does?
Yawning.
He says yawning?
Where's that? 23.
23?
That's the next one. Himo Mata. If they have tashmish the other way, meaning the woman on top and the man on bottom, akhzasa delaria. Now, this delaria is different than the illaria of before. I think this delaria might be the one that's yawning, but I'm not sure. What does he say? Arch says it's diarrhea. What? Yawning. Okay, Rashi, Avis cramp. My delirium. How does one cure delirium? Meshuv Malevi. Some delirium is dardara. The way to cure delirium is through dardara. My dardara. Amar Abaye Mrika Duchuchi. That is cumin that grows in a fertilized field that's fertilized by the waste material of sheep or goats. The Papa Alus Abalalei, the Papa used to chew this cumin and saffron, he says it is. I'm sorry, I apologize. I didn't know. And the Papa Alus Vishadilei, one swallowed it and one threw it out. Rashi Alus Ruki Dechichi, I'm sorry, Kurtubi Dechuchi. I skipped. I must have skipped. Mariku Dechichi, right, I'm sorry. Let's go right to a little right to the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Mishael Abokim Derecherets, one who's not capable of having Tashmish. Right, he's not capable. I just said it. I said it before. I'm sorry. Repapa Alus, I said it. Repapa Alus, Repapa Alus, Shadilai. One chewed it and swallowed it, one chewed it and threw it away. I said it. I'm Rabbi Mishael Abokim Derecherets, he's not capable of Tashmish, he doesn't have the strength of Tashmish. They say Gimel Kvizi Kortim Dechuchi. She brings three Kvizi. A Kvizi is three Reviasin, which means it's nine Reviasin of this of saffron that grows in a thorn and grows by a thorn bush. Right? Kortim is saffron, and Mariki was a cumin. V'nidikunu v'nishlekinu b'chamra, grind it up and cook it in wine, vinishti, and drink it. This made me young again. Rabbi Yechon was an old man, could not have tashmish, and then when he ate this thing, it made it young again that he could have tashmish. Rashi, sam deluria, sam refuasish, deluria, darzishma. Kurtami the chuchi, krug, hagodl, bekarka, mezubul, bezevel, hatzain. Rika the chuchi, krug, hagodl, begedder, shahuzmi, Shekairin, whatever it is. It's a thorn bush by a fence of a thorn bush. Alus Layas Vishinov, Darakharat Shay Lekayak Lushamish, Fiza Klimak to Gimel Reviasin, a Kiri that holds to be Reviasin. The Kanu, Yakachim Haitim, we should grind it well, but a rice of a Tashmish, as far as Tashmish is concerned. Dr. Gamar Baitis, Shloshit Vora Makushin Kayak Shaladim. There are three things that weaken a person. Veilwein Pachad, when a person worries, worries weakens a person. Rashi, Pachad Daiga. He's worried about the future. Where will I get food from? Where will I make a living? A pachad ayev, or the enemy is coming, and they're very worried. The Kairin Sencha. Derech, travel weakens a person, and avoin, and averis weakens a person. Pachad achsib libi sakharchar. My heart is surrounded with worry. As avani kaychi, my strength left me. Derech achsib ina baderech kaychi. Hashem afflicted me, my strength, by travel. Travel weakened me. Avad d'chsev kashal b'avayni kaifi. My averis caused a weakening of strength. Rashi, skarkar mukav daiga. Don't think about it. Shloshit dvarim atizin gubba shaladam. There are three things that take away a person's strength. I'm not sure what's the difference between weakening and taking away. Does Archko say a chiluk?
Weakening is just tear down.
Tear down, I don't know what the difference is. Aveluhain, Acham Umid, eating standing, Shasim Umid, drinking standing, by the way, the Rambam Paskins is, Vishimish Mutasim Umid, and having a relationship standing. Rashi, Acham Umid Miyad, okay, so Rashi, that's right, turn. Okay, right. Chamisha Kraven Lamisi Yaisim Nachayim.
This argument we had before.
Why? It's saying he'll get trembling. This is saying it takes away his strength. I don't know if it's necessarily contradictory. Five things make a person closer to death than alive, meaning it leaves them with a sudden weakness. He gets up, he eats, and stands up right away without waiting a little bit. He drinks and jumps up right away. He lets blood and jumps up right away. Yashav Amad. He sleeps, immediately jumps out of bed without waiting a little bit. Shimish Mitasav Amad, or right after Tashmish, also gets up right away. Rashi, Elchav Amad, Miyat Kaidim Shishaw Ma'at. So the Achrayim want to know, before she want to know, what's Shaw Ma'at? So the Maril says, the shear of the Bracha Achrayim on what you ate. It's Maril. So if you eat bread, you have to wait the shear takes you to the bench, which for some people is like 4 seconds, and for some people can be up to 4 minutes. And if somebody has to make an al-mikha, the shear of an al-mikha, the shear of a bar nefashas. The shear of the bracha koina, that's what the Maril says. Every food item, the bracha koina of it is the amount you have to sit and wait before you get up. So you might as well make a bracha koina, yes.
Have you seen the I don't know where this is at. I don't know where the Shulchan Aruch is at, but this is something like Amud Kari. Where's that at?
Ah, beautiful. Another rabbi called him Amud. Today, he's been. It's the Rambam and Shimon Aleph.
He's been out of. Oh, my God. Someone he once done was here once. And he was talking about that. He says, at least let's learn with the first simon. At least that, after we have asked him, we should be able to know.
He said it over to Rabbi Yalapan.
Really?
Yeah, Rabbi Yalapan used to get up very strong. He said, I don't want to fail the test upstairs on simon Aleph. That's what he said.
There's a very easy explanation. It says get up like a lion. It doesn't say like a particularly healthy or energetic one.
Again, the answer to that question gives the Rambam asked this kasha. Yeah, Rabbi Cohen was Machavan. I think Rabbi Schwartz and here, Rabbi Feitel was going to ask the same question. But the Magen Avraham asked the kasha, and the Magen Avraham says that when it says Yisgaber Kari, means wait a little bit, and then Yisgaber Kari. It doesn't mean jump out of bed right away. It means don't, you know, lay around for 20 minutes. Get up, wait a little bit, collect yourself, and then get out of bed. Don't jump out of bed without waiting a little bit. That's how the Magen Avraham answers the question, and most Achronim are masking to the Magen Avraham. It's a big shayla of Achronim, but you're two for two today, I'm telling you. Rashi. That's the Maril. It's not in the Gemara. The Maril asks, how long should a person wait since the shear of the Bracha Achronim on that food?
I finish eating, I bench, and that's it. I get up right away.
Exactly.
I'll get another.
Well, you waited. The shear of benching. But the chiddush is, if you eat an orange, the shear is only a burden of vashes, which is a little shorter than benching.
Getting up with my machronim is not an
abstinence. Jump up from my machronim? To jump up to get my machronim? I know the chayr, that's Archa V'Amar. It's a chayr.
It's
sort of speech.
You heard the
no.
He is when he's at home. He needs my machronim. He doesn't hear a drush. Alchav Amad miyad kaidim shishor ma'at. Dr. Gemara Vaitre. Shishor isois and miyad meis. The six things, if a person does it in order, all six together, it'll be fatal. Veilin. Abom ma'derech v'yisgeya. That's number one. He comes tired out from a trip. Hikus dam and immediately lets blood. Hikus the base Americans and takes a bathhouse, a hot bathhouse, which weakened the people. The shasin drinks wine when he's stuck and he gets inebriated. The yashin agabe kark and he lays down on the floor to sleep. Hashemish mitasai. He does this immediate order. Am Rabbi Yechon of Bushasin Kisidron, it's only fatal if he does it in that order. Am Rabbiya Kisidron, if he does it in order, mace. So like you said, Rod, even if he does it out of order, if he does those six things, Cholish, he gets weak. Practically, Gemara, Einev Mu'uras, was the name of a lady, Avdalala Avdal Klasminayo. She had her servant do three of these, who missed and he died. He didn't even need six. He was a weak heaven to begin with. Rashi, Aysim Kulan Ka'achas, together Mu'uras Shev Isha. Dr. Gemara writes, Shmaina Rubam Kasha, Amiyuta Yafa. There are eight things, a lot of it is bad, but a little of it is very good. Veilin derech, travel. Travel is good once in a while, but people will constantly travel, not healthy. Number two is derech eretz, relationship with his wife. Again, it's needed, it's necessary, it's healthy. It's a chiv, I know, but too much of it is unhealthy. Aisher, riches. Now Rashi says, too much, he's not going to learn, and he's going to come to Baal Gaiva. A little bit is good to have money to be able to pay the bills, but too much makes the person into a person he shouldn't be. That's how Rashi learns. Malacha. Now, there's a big shayla about what it means by malacha. Pashas means he works too hard. Rashi doesn't explain it. Others want to say he does many jobs. He's not kavua in his job. He's moving from job to job to job to job. That's how they learn malacha. Others learn malacha means he just overworks. Mishina.
It's not physical work.
Yes, it is.
I'm talking about physical work.
Again, some learn it means physical work. Some learn that he moves, he doesn't have a set job. He has a lot of jobs. He moves, he doesn't have a set job. Again, I'm just speaking out what I saw. Shina, too much sleep is not healthy. You need sleep. I skipped yayin, wine. Wine is healthy. Too much of it makes a person inebriated. Shina, sleep. Sleep is good. Too much is for after 120. Chamin. You know, that's what the Gemara says in Eretz. That his daughter told Rav Chisda, you don't sleep enough. So he told her, there'll come a time, I'll catch up on my sleep. It's a Gemara in Eretz. It's not a joke.
Yeah, but I understand,
Rabbi.
I mean, understand.
The Gemara in Eretz.
I understand. I'm talking about... Mr.
Rice. Okay, we don't bring names into this.
No, because I think the person that explained to all of us, you know, all the wealth in the world, and take, you know, we can do.
Okay, things. You know, the reason you know his name is because he's the only wealthy person you know that was able to achieve that.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
Don't start mentioning names now. Most wealthy people become Bali Gaiva. They do. They think that. Therefore, they're at a different level than a regular human being, and because they have money. To quote, I shouldn't say it in Shira. I'll quote him after Shira. No, I won't. It's a guy. Why should I quote a guy in Shira?
Maybe he
became a gear. He died, but he said, everybody puts on their pants one leg at a time. It's a great equalizer. Exactly. At the end of the day, everybody ends up with their own four husbands. Chamin. Too much bathing and too much drinking hot water. A little bit is good, overdoing it is weakening. Hakaz Azam, letting blood. Rashi. That's Rashi. It's good. But he's better off with a little bit than not to have any at all. I'm a Reuben Kachik Sheshlihar, but Derek Lalak Bedrachim to travel. Derek Heretz is Tashmish Oishim Yutay Yavim, but Reuben Kachik Shemavatlim Talmatayra Magbiya Lavavai. Chamin Lurchad Velishta is to bathe and to drink. That's the Gemara Vayit Shemayim Mamatim Sazera. There are 8 things that cause a person to have less Zera in order to procreate, meaning he won't be able to affect his ability to reproduce. Veilin Amelach, salt, rov, famine, hunger. Nesek is Shiraz. Bechia, too much crying. Shina Gabikarka, sleeping on the ground. Gunayis is coriander. The Koshishleb is mana and hops, not in its season. Vakazazam, Lamata Kuflayim. And letting blood at the bottom part of the body is worse, is double the weakening than the other 7 things. Affects the Zera in a negative way, double than the other things mentioned. Rashi? Nesek Chiraz, Gugonius is coriander, Shloim is man, Lakam and Farsh, Kazazam, Lamati, Mametis, Kaflai, and Bekulam, it diminishes the Zera double amount of the others. Tanak Shem Chikosh, Lamati, Kaflai, just like the bottom part of the body, it's worse, double than the other 7, Kachyav, Lamai, Lakaflai, the letting blood is healthy on top part of the body. Double that other things are, meaning it's a very healthy thing to do. Number of Papa, Lamatas, Lamata Minabayim, Lamailu, Lamailu Minabayim. The bottom means under the testicles, and Lamaila means above the testicles. Rashi, Lamata Minabayim, Kameba Raglav, Bishaykov, his thighs and feet. Dr. Gemara Vaitre, Bekosha Shleib is Mana, when is Kosha Shleib is Mana? Tonon. Shem Shekosha Shleib is Mana, Kachyava is Mana. It's bad out of season, it's good in season. Amar Abba's mana Tammuz. Now the Rishash learns it means seasons. Summer is mana. Shloib is mana Tevis. Not in season is in the winter. Yaminisav Yamatishri, spring and fall, Loi Malu Veloi Kashu. It's not out of season, it's not in season, it's not negative, it's not a positive.
What is Kashu's again?
Hops.
Hops.
Hops. Hops. Hops. It's what used in making beer. Hops. What? No, this is talking about things that weaken. One of the things that they got Zara was Kasha Shleib's mana. So he's explaining that eating hops in the winter will affect a person's supply of Zara. Mashenkin, in the summer, it's very healthy, and in the spring and the fall, it's neither of the two. Okay, we're finished with all Rufu and Gemara, and now we're going back to Halacha. Amar kisvu get l'ishte. The Mishnah said, the guy said, write a get to my wife. V'achzir kudaikas, and then he was grabbed by kudaikas. V'chazav amar al tichtivu. And while he had kudaikas, he said, do not write a get to my wife. Ein dvar v'achoynim klum, it's meaningless. Now, question being now, okay, this guy had said, write a get to my wife, and give it to her. Kisvu tudu. And then he got kudaikas, and he called in the guy, and said, don't write the get to my wife. So we say, Eim Dvar V'Achoynim Klum. Do we write it and give it while he has kudaikas? Or what does that mean, Eim Dvar V'Achoynim Klum? He did not cancel the agency. So does that mean now that while he has kudaikas, they can go ahead, write and give the get, and she's divorced? Even though the husband, at the time of divorce, is suffering from kudaikas? He changed his mind. No, he didn't. It's Michal's and Kadaikas. Okay. Well, I'm in the middle, please. And, or, no, it means, means the agency is not canceled, and as soon as he recovers, they can go ahead and do their job without consulting him, because he appointed them as agents, and his retraction is worthless. Again, on Sunday morning, he appointed people to write and give a get to his wife. On Monday, he got kudaikas. Now, can they write it on Monday and give it to her? And on Monday, he calls them in, he says, kudaikas, and I can't, so I don't want to give a get to my wife. Then can they write it Monday? The Mishnah says, Eim Edvar V'Achreinim Klum. Ignore what he said on Monday morning. Now, what does that mean? You can give the get on Monday afternoon, even though he's suffering from kudaikas? Or does that mean, if he recovers on Tuesday, you don't have to go back and consult with him? He never canceled the agency, because what he does and when he has kudaikas is meaningless. And you can proceed on Tuesday without checking with him and give her the get. That's the question at hand.
He doesn't get better?
He got better on Tuesday. I'm saying, that's the shot. The Mishnah says, Eim Bidvar V'Achoynim Klum. His words that he canceled the agency are ignored. Now, what does that mean? I'm asking a question. I'm giving you a case. I'm presenting a scenario.
Rabbi, is getting better change the situation? If he gets better, doesn't get better, does it matter?
Yeah, if he gets better, he's a healthy man. Again, when he was healthy, he said, write and give a get to my wife. He got kudaikas, and while he had kudaikas, he canceled the agency. The Mishnah says, ignore the cancellation of the agency. The Mishnah does not say what to do now. Now he's suffering from kudaikas. He's in the emergency room. He got admitted with kudaikas. Can the guys write a get? Because his cancellation of the agency is meaningless. Or they can't write the get while he has kudaikas and give it to her. But if he recovers, on Tuesday, they can proceed with writing the get, because he never canceled them, because what he did as kudaikas is meaningless. That's the shaila in this Gemara. What does Eim Bidvar V'Achoynim Klum mean? It's not a cancellation, and therefore now, what happens now? Yes?
So kudaikas is drinking the new unfermented wine, right?
That causes a brain disease called kudaikas.
It's not drunk. You don't get drunk from that. Or I'm
again, it's worse than drunkenness. The shade got a hold of him. That's what we learned.
So in other words, people can see that what...
He's suffering kudaikas, yes. He's delirious. He's not normal.
Delirious, okay. What if he says nothing? He gets kudaikas, do we still give the guess?
Same question. Same question. 100%. On Sunday morning, he appointed agents to give the get. Then he got kudaikas. Can they give it to the woman while the husband has kudaikas? He's sick. He's okay. Let's see the Gemara. You know what? Why should I argue about this when the Gemara talks about it?
Does the symptom just be his clothes around the get, or there's other things?
No, he has an illness called kudaikas. He's diagnosed with kudaikas. They have taken him to the mental ward in the hospital to help him recover from kudaikas.
So this is different than being a shoulder during that time?
Again, that's what we're going to discuss in this Gemara. Let's see what the Gemara has to say. Amar Rav Shimon Malakish, Kaisim v'naisin get la'alter. Rav Shimon Malakish says, a guy gets kudaikas, doesn't stop the giving of the get. He made agents. He got Kedaikas. I don't care if he canceled the agency during Kedaikas or not. Give the get. He told us to give the get. Even though now he's suffering from Kedaikas, we can carry out his agency that he said to give the get. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Kaisman Ela L'Kshishtafa. Rabbi Yochanan says, no. One cannot write and give the get until he gets healthy. Kedaikas Shliach doesn't work. While the man has Kedaikas, his agent can't function as an agent. Rish Lakish, my time in the Rish Lakish, the Tamar, Ein Bedor, I'm sorry. My time in the Rish Lakish, the Kamar, the Tani, Ein Bedor, Vachoynim Klub. Read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says his cancellation is meaningless, which means proceed. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Ein Bedor, Vachoynim Klub means that the Chimisso, when he gets cured, Leitzarach Lamadrim Luchibay. You don't have to go ask him again. Meaning, at this point, we're in hold. You cannot write a get and give it to a man, wife of a man who's suffering from Kedaikas. But the agency is in place that as soon as he recovers, the agency kicks back in. That's Rabbi Yechon. But my commitment, what is the Machlokes? Rabbi Yechon, Guy appoints an agent to give a get, and he goes to sleep. Can you give the get to the wife? Can you write the get and give it while he's sleeping? Yes. What do you mean? He's not capable of divorcing now. He's sleeping. The answer is, he's capable. He's just in a state where he won't do it now. There's not a lack of capability. It's easily correctable. Hello? Good morning. Wake up.
Can you give it while he's sleeping?
Yes.
They can write it and give it.
Correct. The husband made him agents. And then he went to take a long nap. They can write it and give it while he's sleeping. Nobody argues in that. Rabbi Yechonah says everybody agrees. If a person is a shaita, you cannot write and give a get, even though he appointed the agents before he became a shaita.
Why?
Because he's not capable of divorcing.
But that was done. The shalicha started at 8.
Again, we will talk in a few minutes. Talk to Gemara, Rabbi Yechonah, and I'm Medam Eliyashin. Why does Rabbi Yechonah not compare it to a sleeping? Talk to Gemara, Yashin le mechusir maisa, hai mechusir maisa. A sleeping doesn't need a maisa. It's natural. He wakes up. This guy needs a medicine. He needs to be cured by a member with the roasted meat and the diluted wine. He needs medication to make him better. Therefore, at this point, he's a shaita. A sleeping person naturally will get up. This person will not naturally recover. He needs intervention. Therefore, at this point, he can't be given yet. Rish Lakish nami nidam yilishayta. So to Gemara, shayta leisami biyadan. Hi, sami biyadan. A shayta can't get better. He has no medication available. It's not up to him to get better. We can't cure him. A shayta, unfortunately, needs divine intervention because human intervention cannot cure a shayta. This guy needs to take medication. So yes, he has to take medication. So walk to the pharmacy, pick up the medication, and you're good to go. So therefore, he's still considered a capable person of giving a get. That's the machlokes. Do we look at a kedaikas as a sleeping person? He's temporarily incapacitated in a way that's not totally incapacitating because he can cure himself, so it's like sleeping. Or do we look at the kedaikas as a man who's a shaita because he needs a medication to bring him back to normality?
What does kedaikas need to be better?
The Gemara said back in the Refuah Gemara, roasted meat and diluted wine.
Okay, roasted diluted wine. Okay, that's what's necessary. Okay, amash inkin a shaita
can't be cured. There are no medications for shaita. You need divine intervention. Rashi. Zok Rashi. Taitzu v'nais n'get la'alter v'afilu b'tay choyoy. Even in the middle of his illness, hayav amar kaitam l'chein. V'lo yamin is shaita hu v'ni yachal l'garish. We don't say he's a shaita and he can't divorce. Im luchibay, little rishus. Hay mechusir maisa, sh'tzarech rufua, bistri sumka agumri. He needs the roasted meat with the coals. Lav sam b'yadein, ein sam rufua sam b'yadein. Okay. So we have this Machlokes, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan, how to view a Kedaikas. But everybody agrees that if the husband became a Shaita, you cannot carry out his agency. Everybody agrees to that, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is the Machlokes Rishayim, is that biblical or rabbinic? The Rambam learns it's only rabbinic, that rabbinically a Shaita's agent cannot carry out his agency, but biblically he would be able to. And the Tor learns that it's biblical. So it's Machlokes Rishayim, the Rambam and the Tor, whether a Shaita's agent, he pointed him as an agent before he became a Shaita. He told three people, write a get, give it to my wife. Then the person, unfortunately, became a Shaita. Then they give the get. Now, look, is no. Everybody's in agreement in this Gemara that he can't. Is that biblical or rabbinic? The Maisa on Avkamina, we wouldn't be able to write the get anyway, because biblically, rabbinically, it's possible. So it's not a practical Avkamina. An Avkamina is it a biblical non-divorce if we did it? Or is it a rabbinic non-divorce?
How about if you give it as a Shaita? How about if you married a girl as a Shaita?
There's no marriage as a Shaita.
You mean Rabbanan?
Even Rabbanan, we had it in
Yvonne. What's the deal in the Shlichus case? Why here is it different? There's only Rabbanan and Rambam.
Okay, so if you didn't, you know, you assumed that I wasn't going to explain anything. You assumed that I was just going to say a statement, and I wasn't going to go back and try to explain myself. I appreciate that confidence in me. Can I just finish? You don't mind. So the Achrayim, the Arsameach, and a whole bunch of other Achrayim, learned that this Machloikas Rambam and Tur is how to view a Shliach. Is a Shliach an extension, or is a Shliach take the place? What is the power of an agent? Is an agent now the guy who divorces? He's empowered to be the husband, so to speak, and therefore he can act as the husband. Or is it he's an extension of the husband? The husband has a hand, but he can't reach China with his hand, so he appoints an agent, and the agent becomes extended hand. If you learn he's a hand, so the person becomes a Shaita, and he can't divorce now, he's not capable of divorcing her, so then the Shliach can't divorce her biblically. He's a hand of a Shaita. Hands can't divorce. You need a person to divorce. The person is a Shaita. But if you learn that the Shliach becomes the man, the replacement of the husband, so to speak, he takes the place of the husband. He is now the de facto, wrong word, he is the,
He is
vested with the ability to act as a husband. So he doesn't need the original person to step in to be anything. The other person can be a shaita, and he's still vested with that thing. So it's still possible rabbinically, but it's kosher biblically. That's the way the Arsameach and many other Achrayim explain this Machloikas, the Rambam and the Torah. And I apologize for answering you a little far.
It doesn't matter. No apology. You do it every day, Rabbi. It doesn't matter.
I stopped. I told you I stopped. To do the new leaf. And Rabbi, I praise you today. You've become too big conscious.
Does it help? Still, you made me feel better.
Yes, Doctor.
By Shaita,
I mean,
is that
the
term? That entity limited to the criteria of
Chagiga?
Or is the criteria
in
Chagiga a
for
instance?
Well, that's
the
Shaita
in the
Gemara
Chagiga.
Right. What makes
a
Shaita?
Well, also here, because...
No, then whatever makes a Shaita makes a Shaita here.
Right.
It's really a cash in Chagiga. When the Gemara says, Ma'abed Ma'ashinais Nalai, he destroys what you give him, what does that mean? I'm not sure. I know it's a machlokes, but I don't know how long it was. I do know that there was, I know of a case where a person was becoming like less and less normal, and the rabbi told the woman, his wife, get a get while you still can. Now, I don't know at what point they would decide he can't, but this was a famous story in the 1700s in the city of Cleve, a city in Germany, Cleve, that there was a machloikas about whether the husband was capable or was he a shaita. The major machloikas, and almost every rav got involved in that machloikas. And everybody paskened that the get was kosher, he wasn't a shaita. And there was one rav named Abishul of Frankfurt. He was the Rav in Frankfurt. He paskened to get his puzzle because he's a shaita. So it was a big machlokes to cleave again. Everybody and his brother got involved. Maybe who did the shakas? Everybody. They all wrote tshuvas that the get was kosher, that he was a that he was not a shaita, and he allowed, as the Rav of Frankfurt, which was a main community in the area where cleave was, that the get was puzzle. That was what the story was. It was a major machlokes. The side fact of that machlokes was that the city of Frankfurt said they will never accept a Rav who argued with their Rav, who wrote against their Rav and said that the get was kosher. So where Rabbi Abisha was nifter, they couldn't find the Rav because everybody, the Hafwa, had written a tshuva for against Rabbi Abisha, and the ink spilled over the tshuva. He said, Min HaShemayim, they don't want me to write the tshuva. He became the Rav in Frankfurt because he was the one that did not write a tshuva against Rabbi Abisha Frankfurter. What?
Theophilus is pretty good, Rob.
Yeah, that is the machlokes. This was a major machlokes. It's one of the three major machlokes that was ripped Klal Yisrael during the 1700s. It was that machlokes, the Cleaver Get. There was the machlokes to Rabbi Yenison and the Ivets about Rabbi Yenison Ipshitz, whether he was a Shapsit Tzvinik or not. And then the machlokes in Chassidim and Masnagdim. Those three arguments were like across Klal Yisrael in a major way, including many, many, many Gedolei Yisrael on sides. And then again, that's the. But this was one of the three called the Cleaver Get. It's a famous story. Yes. No, he appointed an agent beforehand.
What's the difference between if a person is an extension or replacement, rather, of the shota, became a shota? How about a man who dies? He's an extension of the man before he dies.
You can't divorce a she's an almon already. He's not a husband. How can you divorce a woman that's not married?
Because
he's not married anymore.
But the wife of a shota is the wife of a shota.
Correct.
Who cannot divorce him.
Yeah, but there's a proxy who can act instead.
So they still show
that moment. Again, the question is a shliach an extension or a shliach a proxy?
If he's a proxy,
then he has the authority to divorce.
What's the difference if he became a shota or became dead?
Because dead doesn't have a wife.
And a shota
has a wife.
And a shota can't divorce.
He's not divorcing. The proxy is divorcing. You know what? The proxy can divorce the dead man's wife, but she's not a wife anymore.
And the wife of a shota.
It's still a wife.
It's a wife of a shota.
Right, 100%.
Who can't divorce.
But he has a proxy who can act instead of him. Okay. Don't see the difference? He's an almana? She's an almana.
I understand almana, but also wife of a shota. Also, normally, wife of a shota cannot get divorced.
Because the shaita can't divorce. Not because she can't get. Not her status. His status changed and he has a proxy.
By a dead person, she became an almana.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Everybody should have a wonderful day.